This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. Kenya's government is considering sending thousands more troops into Somalia, this time to join African Union forces that are propping up a transitional government in Mogadishu. Kenya already has thousands of troops in that lawless country trying to pursue a terrorist group. The month-old incursion caught the U.S. and others off guard, and it has raised alarm among aid groups. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Kenya's ambassador to the United Nations, Macharia Kamau, says the Americans weren't the only ones surprised by his nation's actions.
We surprised ourselves. We have never in our history engaged in any kind of foreign adventure of a military sort. But I think what it is that matters did come to a head.
Tens of thousands of Somalis had been pouring into Kenya, fleeing famine and instability at home, and the Al-Shabaab militia, which controls much of south-central Somalia, has carried out repeated terrorist attacks and kidnappings inside Kenya.
When you're dealing with a violent group of murderous individuals, you have to come to a point where you make a decision. Do you continue to allow the slow bleed to happen so that the country becomes completely anemic and unable to function? Or do you, after 25 years of living next to a failed state, make a decision that you can no longer afford to tolerate the situation?
Though critics see Kenya's military actions as misguided and uncoordinated, Kamau says Kenya is working with Somalia's transitional government to secure Kenya's borders and go after the Al-Shabaab militia. The ambassador came to Washington this past week to seek U.S. help.
We would love to have the United States engage, provide the logistic supports in intelligence, maybe even in combat form. They don't need to put troops on the ground, no boots on the ground. We can do that. But we're also looking for other countries, Ethiopia, Djibouti, to step up their game so that they are able to help us secure the peace in Somalia. This is about saving Somalia. It's not about just the pursuit of Kenya's objectives.
Pentagon officials say the U.S. is monitoring the Kenyan incursion but not providing assistance. The State Department is advising caution, according to Donald Yamamoto, Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Africa.
You don't know what the consequences are going to be. Look at the Ethiopian incursion into Somalia. Look at our own personal history. It's fraught with a lot of problems and dangers. The Somalis just do not like foreigners in their area.
Yamamoto says Kenya's motivations were understandable, but the U.S. has tried to keep focused on beefing up the African Union forces, supporting a transitional government, and reaching out to major clans.
The overall issue in solution to the Somalia problem is going to have to be a regional concerted approach, international approach, but also ultimately the Somalis themselves will have to resolve this.
One British diplomat told NPR that countries ought to help Kenya come up with an exit strategy. There are fears that its incursion could make it harder for aid workers to reach famine victims. The Africa director of the UN's refugee agency, George Okoth Obo, points to one ominous sign. The flow of refugees into Kenya has fallen drastically, perhaps because Somalis are trapped by the fighting.
When the military operation started on the 16th of October, up to that period, we were having on average something like 1,000 new arrivals every day from Somalia. Sometimes they would be fewer, sometimes they would be a bit more. Since that time, we have not had any new arrivals. The numbers have gone down practically to zero.
Okoth Obo says Kenyans are doing more to provide security at a massive refugee camp, but aid groups have had to scale back their work after a kidnapping there last month. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.